Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 237, Scream.
It's always the podcast, you know.
Always.
It's always us.
It's always us.
I mean, you clicked on it, so of course it's always going to be us. I mean, if you wanted someone else, you need to click on a different podcast.
That's how it works.
Don't go away, though. We love you.
Please don't leave.
Mommy, no! Hey guys, how's it going today?
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. How are you, Carnage?
I'm okay. We're doing back-to-back episodes right after a row. We just did Halloween.
Yep.
Which, if you haven't seen that one, listen to that one. Go back last week. It just posted last week. So I'm still a little raw, but I find it's funny that we're doing these two back-to-back. So, and I'll explain why
it is later. Kind of funny, yeah.
But how are you doing?
I'm doing fine and dandy.
Anything new going on in your life this week?
From the last time I talked to you? Last time you talked to me 5 minutes ago.
I don't know. A hedgehog just arrived. I mean, that could be a thing.
Not a real hedgehog.
Disappointingly.
A baby's stuffed hedgehog for babies.
You don't have to specify that it's for babies. It could be for anyone that wants a stuffed hedgehog.
That's for babies.
That's just ageist.
It was literally packaged for babies.
I want one. It's cute. No, it's a play school one. Should we get into who we are and what we do then? So we just since we already talked about who we are, how we are, and what we are this week.
Sure.
I don't know what we are.
You know what? I do have something to say though.
Oh God, what?
I released my first Let's Play video for Skyrim.
Nice.
Yes. For
you
YouTube.
Finally figured that shit out.
Yep.
Good job.
Got it uploaded and it posted this morning, Friday morning. So it's been out for a week now.
Awesome, possum.
Yeah.
Very happy for
you. By the time you hear this episode, it'll have been out for a week. But that also means that the second episode is coming out. So yay.
If you like Skyrim, go check it out. I don't know Skyrim. I'm often on your stream, Twitch.
Yeah. Twitch? But that's what I did do. I can't stream anymore.
Oh, you can't?
No, because the internet is so crappy out here. I don't have a high enough upload speed that I can even stream.
Bullshit. That yeah. sucks.
So now I'm making Let's Play videos for YouTube, which is just like me recording my gameplay and talking while I play. So like Twitch, but then I'm like posting them in like half an hour increments instead of like playing for like 4 hours at a time on Twitch.
Does that mean no more we're so bad at this game? What happened?
Not until we get better internet out here, yeah.
Is it Twitch I'm talking about or Steam? Am I talking about the right
Twitch.
Thing? That's Twitch episodes where Chaos and I play Mario Kart or Mario whatever, and
Super
we suck
Mario
at them.
Brother, new Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe.
We're really bad at it.
Yeah, we are. We suck
so bad at it.
I am so good at Skyrim and so terrible at platformers. It's like not even funny.
Well, and I used to be really good at Mario when I was younger, but like the eyesight's gotten worse. My depth perception's gotten worse. My hand-eye coordination's gotten... I'm old. That is my problem, I think.
Oh, see, I don't feel like my perception or my hand-eye coordination have gotten worse.
Well, aren't you just special and old, too? You are younger.
By a whole year.
Hey, that year makes a difference, trust me.
Not even a whole year. More like half a year.
Half a year.
Yeah.
Sounds like a band name.
Technically, you're only like 4 months older than me? No. A year and 4 months older than me.
Year and 4 months.
Year and 4 months. It is hard, yeah.
Do you want to say who we are and what we do? And we'll get into this one then?
Yeah, sure. We are They Mostly Podcast at Night.
Mostly.
We are best friends of 25 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks so you don't have to. Usually out of a genuine desire to share them with you, our wonderful audience, but also sometimes out of prevenge or revenge. Because we have hashtag friendship goals. Our hashtag friendship lives in the hashtag Mariana's Trench of Eight, where we have our own octagon and we duke it out MMA style when we don't see eye to eye on movies.
I've also decided there's a movie theater down there that only shows horror movies.
Oh, well, naturally.
That makes sense, right? Yeah. And then there's another horror movie down the street that only shows comedies.
There's a horror movie down the street that only shows comedies?
Well, I mean
comedies?
A movie theater that only shows comedies.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, words are hard.
I was like, what? I'm confused. Your horror movie shows comedies.
Yes. Don't yours?
No.
Yeah, okay.
They don't. Oh, and spoilers ahead and expletives ahead.
That's right. This week we did Scream, the 2022 version. It was an hour and 54 minutes long. It was an R rating and it got a 6.3 on the IMDb scale. What about that tomato meter?
Tomato meter is certified fresh at a 76%. Critics' consensus, the fifth Scream finds the franchise working harder than ever to maintain its meta edge and succeeding surprisingly often. Audience score even higher at an 82%. Audience says Scream 2022 definitely isn't shy about calling back to the franchise's past, but it's still fun and scary in its own unique way.
Nice. Should we do cast?
Yeah, let's talk about the cast. Sydney was Neve Campbell.
I'm for the oldies, I'm not going to, I mean, they're legacy Screams, so for the first time, I'm not going to say anything.
Gail was Courtney Cox. Dewey was David Arquette. Sam was Melissa Barrera.
She's from In the Heights, Carmen, and Vita.
Richie was Jack Quaid.
Of the Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid family. He's born into the acting, but he was also in Logan Lucky, The Hunger Games, and The Boys.
Amber was Mikey Madison.
From Better Things, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and The Addams Family.
Tara was Jenna Ortega.
She plays Wednesday in the new Wednesday that's coming out. I kind of want to watch that.
Oh.
She was in Jane the Virgin and You.
Wes was Dylan Minnette.
He was in 13 Reasons Why, Let Me In, and Prisoners. And the reason he was named Wes was after
Wes Craven.
This is the first one that Wes Craven hasn't directed, so it was in honor of him. So.
Mindy was Jasmine Savoy Brown.
She was in Yellow Jacket, Sound of Violence, and For the People.
Chad was Mason Gooding.
He was in Fall, Booksmart, and Love, Victor.
Liv was Sonia Amar.
She was in Jappaloop. She's been in music videos, two of which are hers.
Judy was Marley Shelton.
She was in Death Proof, Planet Terror, and Never Been Kissed.
Oh, I thought she looked familiar. Now she's I know who she is. Yeah. Yep. And Billy was Skeet Ulrich.
And, of course, he was in The Craft, The Original Scream, Riverdale, and Escape Room. And I've got plenty of honorable mentions. Do you mind if I run through those real fast?
Nope.
Okay, we've got Martha Meeks. She was in as Heather. We have Martha Meeks was Heather Matarazzo, which I can never pronounce her name. She was in Scream 2. You've also seen her in The Princess Diaries. We've got Roger Jackson on the phone once again for the fifth movie in the row as the ghost killer voice. You have Drew Barrymore as the voice of the principal, which you can hear over the first, second scene. You got Adam Brody, as the voice of a party guest. He played one of the deputies in the last movie. And then the first three were actually in the first three movies. You got Jamie Kennedy, Matthew Lillard, and Henry Winkler were all party guests' voice in this movie.
Nice.
So all from the original Scream. I love it. I love a throwback. I'm adoring it. Do you want a little summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous five-second summaries.
Another psycho wants to start a new chapter of ghost face killings, and things go awry.
Things go very awry.
I wanted to say something here before we got started.
Okay.
So as I kind of approached it,
mm-hmm.
Better word, because we're not a submarine right. Rising up from the water, breaching the surface.
Or a large whale. Or a fish.
Okay. We're not breaching the surface of water. Broaching, as I broached last time, your favorite is Michael Myers in Halloween. My favorite is Ghostface in Scream because it's the one that got me into horror movies after a lot of trauma as a kid.
I thought your favorite was Freddy.
But Scream is my original one that got me into it.
Okay.
So Freddy's like my favorite of the mythical magical killers. I don't think Ghostface as a mythical magical killer. He's not. He's human. He's just different every movie.
Yeah.
So I guess I shouldn't say it as a mythical magical. He's my favorite, but it's Scream is the movie that got me back into horror after trauma as a kid with my parents, you know, my father showing me horror,
yeah,
as we've talked about. I just think it's kind of funny that both of them are back to back this year. They both came out with one. And it's kind of funny because as you get into this one, or as we were watching, I don't know if you realize or if you felt this way too, but a lot of the things they were saying about like the Stab movies kind of felt like Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as we just finished that episode, making the original fans mad, fucking it up, trying to make, you know, make it work, and it didn't work. So I just kind of found that funny. So
right, yeah.
But should we get into the summary?
Sure.
All right. So we've got Tara, who is a lovely young actress, actually. I thought she was pretty good. She is the original. It's 25 years after the original killings, 11 years after the cousin of Sydney got together with her friend trying to make the movie of the movie of the movie, that whole thing, last Scream 4. And Tara is home alone, of course, by herself, and is attacked by Ghostface Killer. But he doesn't kill her. It's the first victim, opening victim, that doesn't get killed.
Mm-hmm.
She's highly wounded, where her strange sister has to come from Modesto, which I'm not sure, since Woodsboro's not even a real place, who the fuck knows how long away it is. It seems like it's far place, but... So Sam comes back to see her sister, brings her boyfriend, and they go back in the hospital because Sam and Tara's mother's in London. She simply can't get away from her conference, whatever the fuck that is. Just like Nev's dad, conveniently missing. I'm sorry, not Nev. Sydney's dad in the first one. Conveniently missing, out of town on a conference. I see a theme here. You've got horror fans. Like, you've got the Randy of the group, which happens to be Randy's niece, we find out,
yeah,
is a total horror movie buff. And they're trying to figure out where Ghostface is back. And it's like everyone's an expert in this movie. It's kind of funny because you don't just have Mindy, who's the one expert. You've got, like, Dewey comes back. They go to Dewey to be like, hey, you need to figure out what's going on. And I'm going way off track here. I'm so sorry. Before we even get Dewey involved, you see Sam, who's seen hallucinations of Billy Loomis.
Yes.
And he's like, you need to tell her why this is happening. So she tells Tara that she's the daughter of Billy Loomis. Which is kind of hard because she's how old? 24, 25? The timeline doesn't match up.
Right.
I read this somewhere else where it's like, if you listen to what they say, based on when she, how old she was, when she left, how long she's been gone, and how long it's been since Billy died, the timeline doesn't quite match up. Like, she's 24 and Billy died 25 years ago. But even though 9 months of... It would have had to happen at the party. I mean, it's so, like, ridiculous how the timeline matches up. But I like the idea of Billy Loomis having a daughter out there that no one knew about.
You do?
You don't?
You don't like that? I don't really care.
Oh. I liked the interconnectivity. Like... Billy Loomis.
I thought it was, like, too interconnected. I was kind of like, okay, we get it.
It's like a new generation of these guys. They're all in their, you know, the Martha Meeks has kids. I didn't give a shit about Stu Mocker's sister's son. The one that, the tramp, basically. I'm going to call him a tramp. He was a sleazy, pimp-looking motherfucker that got killed in an alleyway later, who's stalking one of the girls. Like, I didn't give a shit about him. And then he was Stu Mocker's nephew.
I don't
think
you were supposed to give a shit about him.
Oh, okay. Well, he was just connected. That's how there was a connection to Stu Mocker originally. But they're all trying to figure out why the killer attacked Tara, why he left her alive, if he really did leave her alive, and who's doing it. So they get Dewey involved when Tara kind of turned Sam away because Tara's pissed that Sam never told her that Billy Loomis was her father.
Yeah.
And their mother blames Sam for their father leaving because he never knew.
Right.
And he heard Sam confronting their mother. He mm-hmm. never knew that was Billy. It was a mother. So, and that's why Sam's been estranged from Tara, because her mother told her, you're never to tell your sister. And things got weird. Things went awry in their family.
Yep.
So Sam and boyfriend Richie, came down with Sam because he's the supportive kind of 6 months. He came down from Modesto with her. You're giving me a face.
Well, yeah, I just think it's a little soon for 6 months.
To go to be supportive?
Yeah. 6 months.
It's not like he asked her to marry him. He asked her to be supportive. You know, support someone.
6 months. You don't go from California to the Midwest somewhere.
No, no, no. Woodsboro's in California, too.
Oh, okay.
It's just a couple hours drive. Yeah, no.
I was like, they got on a plane. I don't know.
No, they were in a car. It's a couple hours drive. No, but say you have a friend, even a friend that's like you've been there for 6 months and they're, well, I don't know. Maybe it is too soon to support them. Support them by a phone call. But he's very pushy that he wants to support her. We'll find out why later. He's going to go with her.
Oh, I called it for...
I know you did.
I called it immediately.
I know you did. I called the other one immediately. I knew who the other one was immediately, like right away. So I was kind of proud of myself for that, but...
What other one?
Amber.
Oh, the last one, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it's Richie and Amber together. They both were doing the killings. Right. But the first time I saw this movie, I'm like, it's fucking Amber. I don't care that he says he's hiding in her closet. She set that video shit up before.
Yeah.
It's not fucking happening.
I thought it was her, too.
Cloning a phone's not really a thing unless you're a spy. Although I have cloned Chaos's phone.
I'm just saying, cloning a phone is totally a thing. I won't tell her, don't worry.
Don't tell Chaos?
Yeah.
All right. You are Chaos. You're not going to tell Chaos. You are Chaos.
I know that.
Ah, Dorcas.
Chaos is not here now, Mrs. Torrance.
Uh-oh. Who am I podcasting with then? Are you a pod person?
It's Tony.
It's Tony? Oh, okay. Hey, Tony. How's it going?
Pretty good.
This is kind of creepy.
I got tired of hanging out with little boys. I've moved on to adults.
Okay, that's... Just no, I can't. I need an adult right now. A real one.
I said nothing was going on.
Anyway.
It wasn't weird until you made it weird.
It was weird. No, it was weird before I made it weird. Dewey says he can't help them. He can't be involved. He's an alcoholic. He's been kicked off the force. He's divorced from Gail. She's doing her thing in New York. All he does is drink and watch her on the news, the morning show. Big fucking deal. Okay. So we move on. Then Dewey changes his mind and he does help them. Okay, great. They get the whole friend group together. It's Dewey, Richie, who Dewey even says, it's the one that's next to you. It's the one, your romantic interest. That's the one you look at first.
Yeah.
He called it too.
Yeah.
But he gets their friend group together. There's Amber, the devoted best friend of Tara. Devoted, like overly devoted. Obviously. The twins, Mindy and Chad, and Wes. And they're trying to figure out who the killer is. And Mindy's doing her whole... It's a requel. What the fuck is a requel? It's...
A continuation of a narrative that derives heavily from the plot of the original.
Okay, I can't stand this Gen Z bullshit. God. I am so Richie. I'm like, Gen Zs, get the fuck out of the picture. Thank you. No, that's when we find out how they try to connect everyone. Like, okay, so Sam is Billy Loomis's daughter. Mindy and Chad are Randy's nephews. Stumacher's nephew was the one that was just killed. I don't think Wes had a connection other than Sheriff Judy. I think Sheriff Judy was their only connection for them. But Sheriff Judy, you know... is then next on the chopping block.
Yeah.
Wes goes home, scares the shit out of his mother, because even though let's be all pre-prepared and have taser us and disable our GPS and everything, let's keep the door wide open. That's
absolutely
a thing.
Absolutely. That's a thing.
But Sheriff Judy leaves and Wes goes in to take a shower. And I kind of like this turn of events, how it's usually the chick in the shower that gets, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the guy in the shower this time. So I'm all for that. But Sheriff Judy gets a phone call from Ghostface who says, hey, by the time you see me, one more person will be dead. Yeah, it's her, though. He stabs her in broad fucking daylight when she gets back to her house.
Yeah, which we have not seen before.
That's kind of cool. And then, of course, he attacks Wes, kills Wes. Wes is dead. Poor Wes. Gail then starts showing up.
Wes.
They've called Sydney and said, don't come here. You know, she's got her girls. She's married to Mark from Scream 3. They're all happy living wherever the fuck they are. Yeah, so she's not going to come. Okay, but then she does because Dewey dies. Tara's attacked in the hospital. Richie conveniently shows up, but then he's attacked by Ghostface somewhat. Only a little bit. Sam shows up with Deputy Dewey. And he shoots. It's April in the ghost costume. And he shoots her, but then he stops after he puts them in an elevator. Says, wait, head. They always come back. You have to shoot him in the head. And he lets them go. And April gets the upper hand. Stabs him in the front and the back and guts his ass.
Yeah.
There's no way he's coming back from that. I don't care how what you say and do. He's come back from so many stab wounds. No.
I don't think he's come back from his guts on the floor, though.
Yeah, that's not happening at all. And she goes, it's been an honor. Which I can kind of appreciate. He's lived through four movies. It's kind of an honor to kill one of the originals. It's kind of like how Debbie Salt felt about killing Randy, I bet.
Probably.
Scream 2.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sydney then shows up because Dewey's gone. You know, Dewey's dead.
Sorry, can you do that again? My chair cracked right as you started to talk.
Sorry. So that brings Sydney to the hospital. Sydney comes, even though she wasn't supposed to.
Right.
Because Dewey's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she and Gail are in a pact to kill this motherfucker. And they try to bring Sam in, and they're trying to talk to her, be like, hey, we need to do this. And Sam's like, no, I'm taking my sister. I'm getting the fuck to Modesto. You okay?
Yeah.
They're like, don't run. Don't run. No. Fucking Sydney puts an Apple tag on her car and tracks her ass, which I love.
I know. That's great.
And it's Richie and Sam trying to get Tara back to Modesto, but Tara realizes her inhaler's missing and she needs it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go back to the hospital, but she's got an extra at Amber's house, which, love this, Amber lives in Stumacher's house.
Right. Well, they don't realize that until Sydney and Gail realize mm-hmm. that's where they're at. And then Sydney calls her like, you're at Stumacher's house. Get the hell out of there.
Which I just love that twist of a, like, I thought it looked a little familiar in the inside. I'm like, wait, no. And then they said that. I'm like, oh, holy shit, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So, but of course, you know. Oh, God. I got so excited. Things went awry.
I guess so.
They went really awry. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I got so excited. I knocked over my mic box and my water glass. Nothing spilled out. So we're good. But I got so excited about Stumacher's house. Anyway, Amber's having a party, of course, in memory to Wes, because that's what you do, is you have an Irish funeral.
You have a high school party for somebody's death. Yes. Yep, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's not exactly an Irish wake, if that's what they were trying to go for. That's not how that works. It's not just drinking and loud music and drugs and sex. And that's not an Irish wake.
No.
Only the drinking
parties. That's a high school party.
Yeah. So we have... We have the whole cast there, basically, except for yep. Sydney and Gail, which are trying to track them down. You have Chad and his girlfriend. I can't remember her name at the time, but she's trying to get it on with him. And he's like, I'm not sure you're not the killer, which is kind of funny. She gets so insulted by that she leaves. And is Liv, that's her name. And he goes after her to find her. And he was bugging her at the beginning of the movie, like, join my friend app so I can stalk your phone so I can find you. Well, when he gets outside, she sends him a My Family request saying, find me. Okay, she's pissed. She's not playful right now.
Yeah. But he falls for it anyway.
Well, and he's about ready to leave. He's like, fuck this. This is ridiculous that I'm here. He gets smart, and then that's when the killer's behind him.
Yeah.
It stabs the fuck out of him completely. Yeah. He does the one smart thing about throwing his phone away, but he's still caught by Ghostface and stabbed the fuck out. And the only thing that stops the little rampage... is that Sydney and Gail pull up. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Sydney and Gail.
Sam and
Sam, Tara, and Richie pull up. Which, Richie gets everyone to leave. Amber's like, okay, I'm so glad you're here. You know, oh, you're not going to tell me where you're going to go. It's fine, but we'll get your inhaler. Everyone, it's time to leave. Like, that's not, you know, planned. And then Richie's like, okay, everyone out. Get the fuck out of here. But they're like, someone's dad's making us go.
I know.
Oh, I did want to say real fast. I did like the little scene in the basement with Mindy and Amber. Like, you don't go to the basement by yourself. Well, what if I'm the killer? What if I'm the killer? Like, it was just kind of funny.
It had very strong, like, first Scream movie vibes to it. Yeah.
So everyone leaves the house except for our main cast. Liv comes in and says, oh my God, I found, well, Mindy gets stabbed. She gets, attacked. She's watching the movie of Stab, where the guy playing her uncle Randy is saying, Jamie Lee, behind you, with Ghostface is behind him, which Randy doesn't get attacked there in the original, but Ghostface is behind Mindy and she realizes. She looks behind her and there he is. And he actually gets a jump on her, or it's April or whoever the fuck it is. I don't know if it's Richie or April at that point, but he gets to stab her. And he leaves as Sam throws a fucking lamp at his head. It has to be Richie because Amber's with Tara. But, as they come in, they see Sam over Mindy bleeding out and they're like, what the fuck? What'd you do? And it's Tara and Amber come in. Richie's coming in from supposedly getting a beer. And Liv comes in. She's got blood over here. She's like, I found Chad. No, I swear I'm not the killer. And Amber goes, that's because I am. And she pulls out a gun and shoots Liv right through the head.
Shoots her in the head. Yes.
Love it.
Sydney and Gail show up. Richie is revealed as Tara's attacker and Amber's accomplice.
Which sucks because he almost has Sam convinced that her sister's the other killer.
Tara is the other killer, yeah. Almost, but not quite.
No.
I was glad that she didn't let some guy she's known for 6 months convince her that her, like, flesh and blood sister was the killer.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that family's killed. Look at Sydney's cousin last time.
Still, I don't care. I was really glad that didn't happen because I was just like, there's no way you'd choose a guy over your sister. At least you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. And I love, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to pull it back a little bit because I'm so excited about this film. I love when they first pull up Sydney and Gail and Amber comes out, I'm bleeding, he got me. And they're like, trap. And she's like, well, fuck this. And shoots Gail. But yeah, it all goes down right in the kitchen again.
Yep.
But wait, there's more. They're going to go get Tara out of the closet to set up because they have this whole idea. And the whole reason they're doing this is because they're upset about the Stab franchise.
Right. They are super fans of the Stab film series who met online. And they were both disappointed in Stab 8, the most recent Stab. So they decided that this whole killing spree and going back to the originals and blah, blah, blah is all just to give, like, the storytellers better fodder for their next movie.
Write a fucking fan fiction. That is a less messy way of doing right? it. Just saying.
Most people would just write fan fiction, Amber and Sam.
Richie. So Richie's like, go get Tara because they're going to frame Billy Loomis's daughter as the killer because that makes a great story.
Yeah.
So they're going to frame Sam as the killer. They go to bring Tara down and she's gone because Sam didn't believe Richie ultimately and she untied her. Which is great because then Tara attacks her, Amber, in the fucking living room with her crutches. Didn't they look good casting, though, between her and Tara?
Definitely good casting.
They look like sisters.
They do look like sisters.
Oh, God, that's what I wanted to say for the last movie, and I freaking forgot to say it. I was going to say, I thought Sam was a great actress.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
What I was going to say the last movie is, even though the story was shit for Halloween, Corey, the guy that played Corey...
Yeah.
He actually was a pretty good actor, and I feel bad this is his first feature film because he kind of fucked, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry. That's last week. I just completely forgot to say it, though. But yeah, I thought it was good casting for the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Sam manages to get Richie away from Gail, and because they've fucked, I mean, they've shot Gail, they've stabbed Sydney, he stabbed Sam. Like, everyone's been fucked up except for Richie and Amber at this point, and Sam manages to get Richie away from Gail and Sydney at this point. Amber comes in the kitchen to because she's laid Amber out. She's knocked her out for the time being. And she's going to kick the, you know, Gale and kill Gale and Sydney because, you know, even the original has to die. And they break a bottle of hand sanitizer over her.
Yes. She's like, hand sanitizer.
Which I love that glass bottle. I'm like, it looks like a, look like a Grey Goose bottle or something. Like, you look like a fancy vodka.
Yeah.
I'm like, that could have worked too, guys. It didn't have to be hand sanitizer. It could be a fancy vodka. But I guess it's kind of appropriate for 2022. It's hand sanitizer.
Yeah, really. Right.
And in the tussle, she ends up turning on the gas oven and she goes up like a fucking piece of popcorn.
She does.
Like a marshmallow. She flames like a marshmallow.
She looks like a marshmallow that just got dipped into the fire and it just went up in a fiery poof.
Whoop. What was that when you put a lighter fluid on the fire? Whoop.
Yeah. Woof. That's what it looks like. That's what it sounds like.
So it's Sydney and Gale come to Sam's rescue when, oh no, they don't. That happens at the same time that Richie takes down, I'm sorry, Sam takes down Richie. She sees her dad's face. Richie's just about to kill her. And she gets the upper hand. She headbutts Richie.
She sees her dad's face and he's looking at something. And then she sees it too. And she manages to get to it and it's a knife.
And Richie's on top of her. He headbutts Richie. And she starts stabbing the ever-living fuck out of him.
Oh my God. Favorite death right there. Like, I love that she stabbed him right in the face.
Yes.
And then she just keeps stabbing him, stabbing him, stabbing him, stabbing him.
Blood's going everywhere.
And I'm just like, this is awesome.
And then does she cut his neck too, I think?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she cuts his neck. And that's when Sydney and Gale come in and she shoots him a couple times too, just for good measure. Because they say he always comes back.
Right.
Well, Amber shoot him in the head. Comes back. You know, she's all burned half.
Yeah, Amber, like, shows up all half-burned and nasty-looking, and then...
She's toasty. She's not nasty-looking. She's a toasty marshmallow.
She's a toasty marshmallow. But Tara shoots her.
Yeah, that's pretty great. And it ends up that Mindy and Chad are really wounded, but they live.
Yep.
They're going to load Amber back into the hospital. Okay, here's what's funny to me, though. Amber didn't get shot or stabbed. Yes, she had an injury from her leg and everything, and she was already attacked once, and she'd been stabbed before. They're loading her up in an ambulance. They're letting Sam walk around. She had a fucking knife wound in her side.
I know!
Sydney and Gale are just sitting in the back of an ambulance. Gale's been shot in the stomach, and Sydney's been stabbed.
Yeah.
But they're just hanging out with a cup of coffee and some blankets.
Yeah, they just got chalk blankets on, like, no big deal. What the fuck? Like, no, you'd be going to the ambulance, too. What the hell? Well, we only had one ambulance in this town, so...
No, they were sitting in the back of an ambulance. Or they could take turns, be like, you take that ambulance, we'll get the next one.
Maybe.
And they loaded Chad and Mindy up in ambulances. Come on now. But holy shit, do I love this movie. I like this movie.
Okay, stop pounding on the table.
Sorry. I'm just that excited. Because you know what? And maybe it's compared to the last movie that we watched to this movie. But as a Scream fan, it was a great... I feel like it was a great part of the series. You had a new cast, like you didn't have, like I'm trying to compare it the two. Yes, you had a new cast, but you had enough of the old ones. You had Dewey the whole way through. You had Gale almost the whole way through. You had Sydney. And it was, there was enough gore and enough violence. And the thing is with Scream, it's always a different killer. Mm-hmm. And there's always a connection. It's Billy Loomis's mother. It's Sydney Campbell's half-brother. I mean, there's always like that connection.
Right.
So I love how they connected at this time. Because really, you're kind of fucking out of family. I mean, or so we thought you were. There were comments that maybe Stumacher really lived through his wounds. Although, how would that even scan? So I liked how they brought the connection in. It makes sense Martha's old enough to have kids Randy's age. I mean, it's been 25 fucking years.
Yeah, right.
It makes sense that, okay, maybe Billy Loomis did get some on the side because Sydney certainly wasn't giving it to him. And he was kind of like a dog. So, I mean, I like the connectivity of this. I like the gore. I love that they brought it back to Stumacher's house, coming back to the original. And they didn't take themselves too seriously either. Like, they're talking about the movie within the movie, about making fun of themselves at the same time.
Yeah.
And I like that they can do that as a series. Uh-huh. You know, they're not taking themselves too seriously. It goes very meta in places, and I just love that. Uh-huh. What are your thoughts as a non-fan of, you know, not like a fan of this?
But I was bored.
Fuck! I fucking knew it!
There were parts I liked. There were parts I enjoyed. But they were just parts. Like, overall, I was pretty bored.
Really?
Yeah.
What bored you?
It couldn't keep it attention. It couldn't keep my attention whatsoever. I liked... What did I like? I liked seeing the old cast come back. I liked that everybody was, like, linked to the past in some way. That was kind of cool. I liked Richie's death.
Yes.
Because he was obnoxious the whole movie. I was just like, oh, my God, shut this guy up or make him leave for some reason. That's like, get him out of here. But I couldn't stand him. That was about it.
Did you like that they brought Skeet Ulrich back?
I didn't care about that.
Oh, I like that. All right, fine. I'm all right. I was so excited. I thought maybe you'd like this one.
No, honestly, I liked 4 a lot. I told you I liked
better
4.
Than this one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, can't win them all.
I thought 4 was funnier. I don't know. Like, this is supposed to be a comedy, but I was just like, when am I supposed to laugh?
It wasn't supposed to be a comedy. I mean, there were comedic parts, but it wasn't supposed to be a comedy.
It was like horror comedy, like listed as the genre.
Really?
Yes.
That's not what they were intentions were.
Well, that's what it said.
Well, that's
so
bullshit.
I was waiting for comedy, and I was like, where is my comedy?
It's back at the movie store, because this wasn't a comedy. All right. Well, I'm sorry that you didn't like it. I really had high hopes that you would like it, and I'm very sorry.
It's just like Scream never did much for me, so I'm not going to geek out about this meta film that takes it back to the beginnings of the roots and blah, 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 blah. Like that's cool and everything because Scream was a decent flick, but I'm not obsessed with Scream. Scream did not launch my love of horror. Scream did nothing for me. I couldn't stand Scream when it first came out. So, okay.
All right.
The franchise. So, like, I don't get excited about this franchise stuff like you do.
Okay. All right.
That's how it is.
It's fine.
Do you want to rate? Do you have trivia?
I have more things to say, though.
Okay, go ahead and
just
say
little,
them.
Just little things that hopefully, if you didn't see it the first time, if you go back and see it. If you look at Dewey's home, the picture of him and Gail are actually from their actual wedding and actual Courtney Cox and David Arquette's actual wedding and marriage together, the pictures they have strewn throughout. And then he actually has Tatum's ashes on he's got a little honorary thing for Tatum, which we haven't talked about Tatum for many movies. Like, people forget that he had a sister that died. Tatum was one of my favorites. But yeah, he's actually got her ashes and a little plaque to her in his house. So something like this, just something about that. I'm trying to think if there's any other thing. Oh, the total body count for all the Screams, including Maureen Prescott, because that's happened pre-Scream, is 51 as of this point. And Scream 6 has already been announced that it's going to be released. I don't think Neve Campbell's in it, though, which is sad, but okay. I don't think they can come to it with money. Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit.
We're going to have to see what it looks like. This might be one of those things where it's like they should have ended on this movie, which sometimes that happens.
I'm already saying that, yes, it should have ended on this movie.
Yeah, me too. So, all right. Yeah, that's all I have. That's all I wanted to say. So if you want to rate, we can rate. I don't have any fan fiction that's new because all of it is the same as it has been for all the Scream movies. So,
premise of 6. The film continues with the survivors of the latest Ghostface killings, sisters Samantha and Tara Carpenter and twins Chad and Mindy Meeks, leaving Woodsboro behind and starting a new chapter of their lives in New York City to again be plagued by a streak of murders by a new Ghostface killer.
Hmm.
That sounds boring as fuck.
Okay, well. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes when it comes out next year. So.
Yeah, sorry. Did you rate?
I did not yet, no. I'm going to give this one because I really enjoyed it. Probably won't buy it, but definitely watch it again. This is my second time watching it. I'm going to go like an 8.1. 014. I enjoyed it. Hey, as a super fan of Scream, I didn't say anything. No, but you're giving me that fucking face, though. It makes me feel bad about my choices in my life.
I did not mean to give you a face that makes you feel bad about your choices in your life.
Rate it.
I'm going to give this movie a 5.
Better than Halloween Ends, so.
It is.
All right. Pimp us to get the fuck out.
All right. We are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. MorbidlyBeautiful.com is your place for all things horror, and they have a great podcast network. So if you enjoy our podcast, go definitely check them out, and you will find like a ton more horror podcasts that you will be so excited to find out about. So if you want to engage with us, we are on all the social medias at Podcast at Night, and we really appreciate reviews. Wherever you listen, just give us a quick review. It doesn't have to take you more than 5 minutes, and it helps us get new ears on the show. So we appreciate that. We also have a merch store that'll be linked in the show notes. And that's it from me, Chaos. So I'll just say thanks for listening and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage. And as always, we're filmed in front of a live studio audience of little cute kitty cats.